Hello, Gary B. A Batesville man has been charged in circuit court with attempted first-degree murder. Police, in the court documents, say 47-year-old David R. Melton is accused of attacking his girlfriend early Sunday morning with a pocket knife and cutting her throat at her West Batesville apartment. Court records say police were summoned by the victim, 48-year-old Kathy Ann Mason, who had gone to a neighbor and called for help. Court information says Melton was found taking a shower in Mason's apartment and had left some bloody clothes outside the shower stall. Mason was treated at the White River Medical Center for her injuries. Melton remains in jail without bond. If convicted, he faces 6 to 30 years in prison and a fine up to $15,000. Three young men have been taken into custody for questioning in the weekend break-in and vandalism at Southside Public Schools in Independence County. In addition to food and other items being thrown over the cafeteria walls and floors, the kitchen fire extinguisher system was damaged, along with metal doors in their windows and outside floodlights. Superintendent Roger Rich estimated damage at $10,000. Charges of at least first-degree criminal mischief are expected to be filed against the three. In other cases, Independence County deputies are investigating a residential burglary at the Jackie Beckham residence in Pleasant Plains and the theft of a computer, a two-seat exercise bike, and one-seat go-kart. Arrested a oil trough man's son who was charged with unauthorized use of his father's pickup truck and four cases where items were stolen after vehicles were broken into. Arkansas health officials say doctors in at least 50 of the state's 75 counties are now reporting cases of the flu. State Health Department spokesman Ed Barham tells the Arkansas Democrat Gazette that the illness is starting to spread, but there has been no deaths attributed to the flu this year. Barham says there are still plenty of doses of influenza vaccine available, and anyone 6 months old or older is recommended to receive a flu shot. The flu season begins in mid-December, typically runs through the first week of March. Transportation planners in the Memphis region have begun investigating a possible new bridge over the Mississippi River somewhere in the metropolitan area of Memphis. Highway and rail planners from Tennessee, Arkansas, and Mississippi, along with the Federal Highway Administration, are involved in that study. Police say two women accused of stealing about $2,000 from an Arkansas man they met at a casino bar in Mississippi have been charged with grand larceny. Investigators say the women socialized and gambled with the man before going to his hotel room. The man called police Saturday and reported his cash was missing. Authorities say a 17-year-old girl has died after being shot at a house party in Wilbert and Cleburne County. Sheriff's officials say a 19-year-old man has been arrested in the shooting of Amanda Allison, who was a senior at Bologna High School. Amanda's father, John Allison, teaches math at Bologna. And a $15 million event center in Stuttgart is nearing completion. It's called the Grand Prairie Center, and it is built on the grounds of Phillips Community College at the University of Arkansas. And that brings you right up to date.